So we're going to spend this next bit of time exploring and practicing one of the fundamental ways of landing and having awareness of the present moment, and that is through awareness and connection to the body. Our bodies are always with us. Right? Experiencing our lives in real time with us. So by bringing a curious and kind and gentle awareness to our bodies, it can be a really good way to redirect our ever-wandering minds and bringing them back to the present moment. Whether that's in formal practice or just throughout your day. And there are many different ways we can attend to the body. And use all of it or parts of it as anchors or touch points for our attention. So we're going to go through some of these touch points, and for some of you, this will be a review. For others, it may be new or a new way of presenting the material or thinking about our bodies. One of the most common anchors for our attention is our breath, again, which is conveniently always with us. And like our hearts are always beating, we are always breathing, so it's there for us. And there's different ways to kind of notice and be with our breath. We can notice where we feel our breath's moving in our bodies, tip of our nose, the back of our throats. Sometimes when I ask kids in class, where do you notice your breath, put a hand on that spot, I'm always just amazed. So, you know, I think of like chest and belly, and some kids will put it on their neck or on their backs or on their heads, which, so you really want to be open. They remind me to be open to places we might feel our breath's movement. We can also notice parts of the breath, bring our attention there. The inhale, the exhale, and then that little pause in between. So, you know, again, noticing where the inhale, where the movement is, the length of time for the inhale. We can elongate that pause, have our exhale be longer, and notice what longer than the inhale, and notice what that's like. Something that creates that relaxation response. Sometimes in practice, I'll focus just on the exhale as a way of trying to center my attention. The body also offers us innumerable other anchors, such as sensations, right? Some pleasant, maybe some not so pleasant, but tingling, temperature, coolness, warmth, moisture, pressure, touch. Heaviness, lightness, fluttering. You can really get curious about them. So sensations can be a focal point as well when our minds wander. And just as we notice the sensations, we can also notice the lack of sensation or the absence of sensation, sort of get curious about what that is like. What does absence of sensation feel like? Stephanie talked about the trauma-sensitive mindfulness and choice, and that is so important. And at any given time in the practice, thinking about what is supportive for me, what anchor is supportive for me right now, what is going to help bring my full awareness to my body right now, or to the present moment. I often use my breath as an anchor. And sometimes it's not supportive. When I'm anxious already, trying to focus on your breath usually doesn't work. It makes me more anxious. Yesterday, one of us talked about having like some chest congestion, and trying to focus on the breath really felt uncomfortable. Those are just things to notice. And there was always the invitation to shift attention to something else. We always have our hands, our feet, and our seat as places we might want to anchor our attention. So it's just the invitations to experiment with different anchors. And if the body is not feeling accessible or supportive, there's sound for some of us. And I really appreciated, Jenny, you sharing this morning that sound can also not be supportive all the time, or can be a little more challenging. And it's also important to set a posture that is supportive and comfortable when we're entering into practice, that will help us be still and mostly comfortable for a period of time. And it's not about really having a good posture or the right posture. And I know I've gone down that hole, or looking around at other people, like they look really comfortable and still and feeling maybe not that way myself. Because we're each, you know, have unique bodies, and any given day, things change, right? I needed to get onto a cushion after my knees were starting to cry out. And so that's why we do have lots of different offerings here. And feel free, we want you just to experiment with some. You know, we can learn from each other just by looking around. I remember learning this one from Patty, our old mentor, and it was, she had lots of different supports. We invite you to really, you know, borrow, try out different things. There are so many different postures we can use, standing, lying down, sitting. I think for this talk, we're going to focus on the sitting posture. So whether you're on a cushion, a bench, a chair, some things to consider is that strong back and soft front. This can help us be in gentle awareness. Don't want too stiff or rigid. Maybe having that natural curve in your back. Go from the bottom up for our feet. Just noticing. It can be helpful if we're in a chair to have them flat on the ground, feeling the earth. Using blankets, feet and legs to support, if that's helpful. In your seat, having pelvis tip slightly forward. If you're in a chair, maybe coming to the front of it, so feet can be on the ground. Hands, we have a few choices for hands, of course, maybe up, facing down, together, resting on something, working with that, crossed, yeah, whatever works for you. Our chest and heart, be helpful for some to imagine your heart resting on a shelf. And then noticing if that shelf is tipped. Mine often tips forward, so it's pulling it back. Then you might notice our shoulders and chin adjusting with that. In our head, crown of our head, imagining the string pulling out of it, keeps it straight, lifted. With our eyes, there's always the invitation to close or to keep them open, or softening the gaze or looking down in front of us. And as we sit for longer periods, you know, we can get cold. Chilly, so having blankets and shawls and whatever else might be comfortable for you. Again, shoes can be challenging if you're crisscross, applesauce, having a slipper, socks. When the practice begins, we settle into our posture, looking for comfort, but also being okay with a little bit of discomfort and sitting with that, if you can. We don't want you to have pain, but being able to just notice that and work with that, as Forrest was talking about earlier. Try a practice, but I'm wondering any kind of questions or comments about posture, anchors.
Yeah. Do you think about doing a mindfulness practice, or I'm thinking more like meditation, lying down? Because I know often they say, you know, you sit up nice and straight, more alert, but sometimes, you know, if you feel you've got back pain, or, you know, you just feel kind of like you don't really want to sit. Is that okay? I mean, of course it's okay, but, you know, is there any tools that you can do to try and stay alert? Because I know sometimes when I lie down, I immediately feel like I just want to fall asleep, but...
Yes, so I think lying down, we often do body scans lying down. Mm-hmm. I think lying down, if that's supportive to you, if you fall asleep right away, you know, maybe it's telling us you need some sleep. I think that's the one challenge with lying down. But I think if you're in pain, and I think we always want to offer it to people, because some people in our classes might have chronic pain. Either of you want to.
Someone gave this suggestion to me before. I can't say that I've tried it, but there's a way to try to stay awake while you're lying down, like during a body scan, is while you're lying, like, so you're like this, and you put your arm up, and you hold your arm up.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a suggestion.
Could give your eye to open.
Yeah.
And that may, that's another way to kind of cue our bodies, that we're being alert in a different way.
Mm-hmm. I've heard like keeping your tongue on the roof of your mouth too, just because you're consciously like straining it slightly, so it keeps your attention alert.
Thank you.
I do a lot of my meditations because of issues with pain lying down, but I always set my attention, not that I don't want to fall asleep. Sometimes at nighttime, that is part of what I'm doing, is using it to sleep. But yeah, I put my tongue on the roof of my mouth, and I just sort of set the intention to, you know, be alert and awake. And that helps me.
I like that as another anchor, right? The tongue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whether you're lying down or not.
Can I share?
Yes.
I just wanted to offer, for me, I know that if I sit like this too long, my hips don't like it, my knees don't like it, so then I have to straighten my legs out. And also my neck starts to hurt, mm-hmm. so sometimes I'll take a cushion or a bolster or something, and we will bring some more things. I thought there were more things here, but they're not. And like rest it, so rest my arms on top, because the back of my neck will start hurting. When I don't have something, sometimes I'll just put my arms like this to kind of release, just to take the weight off of them. So just thinking about, and if things are coming up, you know, we can troubleshoot here. If
my hips get sore like that, just changing my knees up, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we all know this one, and I've heard it, but it was new to me a few years ago, and it's made a difference, just raising the hips up slightly. Mm-hmm. And there was another thing that I had, but I forgot. Oh, I have a question for those of you who teach yoga. I had a yoga instructor who was, you know, in some of like the pigeon poses, encouraging us not to have our foot in this position, but to sort of actively pull the toes back towards the shin. And I have found that that helps me even when I'm just doing the crisscross position.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Yeah, flexing, you are a little activating and opening the knee.
Yeah.
But in the same time, you know, then maybe you are not completely relaxed. So it's rather supporting it, I would say. You know, you can put something under the both knees if you are sitting there. But we need to be kind to ourselves. So you find a position that is the least, you know, straining. I would say.
Otherwise, she won't do it.
Jenny?
Yeah. A few things that I don't think have been mentioned that have been really helpful for me is similar to what
Karen,
thank you, just said. To have your hips slightly higher than your knees takes the pressure off your hips. So you'll see, like, I'm sitting on a cushion on this chair because yesterday I realized that it's just the angle is a slight angle,
mm-hmm.
but it makes a difference for me. And then I can sit with my back unsupported, you know, not on the resting on the chair, but unsupported. And I use three positions, plus the chair. One is cross-legged, but I'd be up higher than most people are on the back jacks, so that my hips are slightly higher. And then when my hips start to bother me, I either go into the resting position that Janet was mentioning, or the position you were in, Sue, where you're actually on your knees. So that's allowed me, and it's what I've been taught and what I have taught, to be able to stay in a position. I mean, obviously, whatever works for you. And then sometimes you have to do this, too. And then the other thing I thought I might mention is I love this image. So you were talking about your neck, Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else mentioned shoulders, I think. So I love this image of, so you're kind of getting in the posture, and then your shoulders are hanging off your neck, off the top of your back,
mm-hmm.
like a coat hanging in a closet or something. It's like a coat
mm-hmm.
on a hanger. And then your arms, you just let them go down. Just feel that sensation of this, like, just
mm-hmm.
the gravity. And then you just bend at the elbow and place your hands where they land. Because I've been to massage therapists many times. You kick my shoulder, I'm like, you're... So that's...
I have a yoga teacher say, she used to say it at the beginning of every class, don't want your shoulders as earrings, and that stuck with me so much to let them fall. So we walk around like this.
I thought you said you had earlier, yeah.
I was just thinking melting helps for me with this, like I just imagine something melting and it helps my shoulders to go down. I'll sometimes say that to myself.
So shall we practice? So finding a comfortable posture.
And maybe if anybody wants to move or try something different, maybe let's do that.
Yeah.
In case you need something, I'm going to sit on one of these.
Zach, Jack, anyone want?
Or a chair?
There's a chair over here.
And there's more chairs. How long is the practice?
For 10. Does someone want this cushion to try? No. Shifting. Whatever you need to do to get into a supportive posture for you in this moment in your body. And listening to the sound of the bell. Either with both feet on the floor or legs folded. Allowing the eyes to close or softening the gaze. Bringing attention to the areas of contact your feet are having with the floor. Feeling into the feet. Noticing the ground under the feet. Maybe feeling where your slippers or socks are in contact with your feet. Moving to your legs, where your body meets the chair or cushion. Noticing where they have contact with the chair or cushion. And allowing the chair, cushion, back jack to support your body without you having to do anything. Moving your attention to your back. Where does it touch the back of the chair, if at all? Can you feel the difference between where there is contact and where there is not? moving your attention to your hands. Feeling into your hands, noticing what they are touching. Your chair, the thighs, your other hand. You can ask yourself, how do I know I have hands without looking? You just know. You can feel the hands from within. Now opening the awareness, feeling your entire body, sitting here in this moment. Now for a few moments, bringing the attention to the breath, if that's comfortable for you. Perhaps making the next few breaths a little deeper so you can really feel the breath. Asking yourself, where do you feel the breath the most? Or where is the sensation the most pleasant? Is it at the nose where the air comes in, the back of the throat, the chest, or the belly? And if it's comfortable for you, using that as an anchor for your attention. This is where you come back to over and over whenever the mind wanders off. Letting the breath just breathe itself. When you notice your attention somewhere else, gently and kindly bringing it back to the breath, or hands, or an anchor that works for you in this moment. In a moment, I'll ring the bell. Slowly bringing your attention back.